producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome and thank you very much for joining us here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, who is going to be telling us about some of the latest vehicles that the staff at the Consumer Guide has driven in recent times. And we'll also talk about some stories making headlines in the automotive world today and also look back at some very cool items. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our regular number. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. So dial us up at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Or you can shoot me an email anytime throughout the broadcast. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Right now, let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and welcome one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Tom Appel. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, how are you, Bob?
Doing great and always enjoy having you here on the broadcast. And we got lots of things to talk about, including a story that you just put up on the blog portion of ConsumerGuide.com about the state of Chrysler and Fiat. Tell us a little bit about this story that's all about Sergio Marchionne and his remarks regarding Chrysler and Fiat in 2015.
Yeah, Sergio, for folks who don't know, is perhaps one of the more compelling and charismatic leaders in the auto industry we've seen in a while. And it's easy to liken him to the likes of Bob Lutz or Lee Iacocca in terms of saying things that I think that surprise people and surprising levels of candor. And Sergio, of course, is credited with the turnaround of Chrysler and what is now the Chrysler Fiat Group, or I should say Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, FCA, and what Sergio Marchionne does every year is that he hosts a press conference at the auto show, which is usually just a wonderful thing to hear. It's usually very candid, very open, surprising things are discussed, and this year was no different. And I had the good fortune to have been involved in the session, and what I did here was compile what I think are the highlights of that meeting.
Yeah, and you've got some really great insights here into the mind of Sergio, who is, as you say, one of the real major players in the automotive world here today. And he talked a little bit about recalls, and he also talked about some troubled transmission problems, and also about the Alfa Romeo brand and its product portfolio right now, and he called it aging.
He did, yeah, and I think one of the interesting things about Alfa, too, is that I think it's a pet project of Marchionne's. He's mentioned it the last two years prior, and I think he's more interested in Alfa Romeo than I think a lot of American media are, which is a shame because Alfa was such a wonderful brand back in the 80s, at least, if not a reliable brand, certainly a delightful brand. But he's dedicated to the Alfa brand and keeps suggesting that it will go vehicle for vehicle in its lineup with BMW, which is a tall order because BMW has so many models in its lineup right now.
So they're really going to be rolling out and advancing Alfa with more models. Of course, we've seen now the first two incarnations of their 4C, the coupe version, and now more recently the unveiling of the convertible or Targa Top Roadster edition of that particular vehicle. But many more vehicles are expected around the bend. I myself haven't had a chance to drive the 4C. How about anybody at Consumer Guide Automotive? Has anybody had some seat time behind the wheel of that vehicle?
Yeah, it's a really tight squeeze for me. Anyone who's seen me know I'm a big guy. But our guy Rick Cotta has spent some significant time behind the wheel and finds the vehicle an absolute delight to drive. It's an incredibly raw vehicle. It is, there's no sound insulation. It's a rough riding vehicle, but if just a very fundamental go-kart like automotive experience is something you enjoy, the 4C absolutely delivers.
Another cool story that's up on Consumer Guide Automotive, written by Rick Cotta, is a press trip that a lot of my fellow journalist friends attended up in Iceland, where the folks at Range Rover launched the replacement for the LR2. This is the 2015 Land Rover Discovery Sport, and I've never been to the country of Iceland, but I know several folks who have been there for press trips and just rave about the beauty of the country, and also what a great place to show off a vehicle just like this.
Yeah, and you know what? Our story is no different. Rick came back fascinated by the topography and scenery of Iceland, a country he knew nothing about before he left, and he does write about that at length. Additionally, he came back fascinated by what will be a new sub-brand, or a revived sub-brand, I guess, for Land Rover, which is the Discovery brand. In most parts of the country, what we know as the LR4, for example, is known as the Discovery, but in the U.S., we're still sticking with Alpha Numeric for now. But now the Discovery Sport comes online, replacing the LR2, and then we're going to see a Discovery sometime down the road replace the LR4. So they're going to have sort of a tighter rein on the branding of their entry-level products now.
Absolutely. Another really cool story that you've got up, and I love stories about future collectibles. I get emails quite often from listeners wanting advice on whether buying X vehicle is going to be a wise investment down the road, and you guys are shining the spotlight on a future collectible, and I couldn't agree with you more. It's the 2015 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat. This is the 707 horsepower top of the line Challenger, and had the great fortune of driving it in Portland, Oregon, and fingers crossed, one of these days, I hope maybe I might get a shot to have one for a week as a regular test vehicle. But this vehicle, after spending multiple days at the Amicum auction down here in Kissimmee, Florida, near Orlando, Florida, and it's always fun to see those newer cars that are already highly sought after, even after they're out of production less than a couple of years. And I think this is going to be the case with this particular vehicle. It's got quite a few pros, and of course it's got a few cons as well, but you certainly can't argue with that power plant.
No, you really can't. And this particular future collectible piece is actually an extract from our sister publication, Collectible Automobile Magazine. So this appeared in the print edition, I think, of the February issue. So that was decided on by the editor-in-chief of Collectible Automobile. That's John Beale. Yeah, and then we essentially say exactly what you just said. This is an amazingly powerful vehicle that is surprisingly easy to drive. There is not a lot of downside besides the initial price and of course fuel economy.
Yeah, it is true. I've been very fortunate this past week to have a BMW M4 as a test vehicle, which is just an incredible machine to say the least. But in comparing the two, of course, they're kind of two different animals, with the M4 being a more all-around athlete and more ready for track duty, whereas the Challenger SRT is more of a grand touring vehicle and a drag strip vehicle, although it does pretty well on the track. It's really not meant for that, but you know, I was noting the ease of driving. Certainly the M4 is an easy car to drive, but I was comparing it to the SRT Hellcat with, you know, 300 plus more horsepower, and I can honestly say that the Hellcat is actually an easier car to drive for long distances than the M4.
Yeah, I agree completely with you on that. I spent some time driving a Hellcat in traffic, which is unfortunate because you want all your time to be at stoplights with nobody in front of you. But that said, it was as easy to drive as any other Charger, or Challenger, I'm sorry.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to go back in time and talk about some vehicles from the 1970s, and you'll be shocked as to see the pricing of these vehicles compared to 2015. We're going to have more with Tom of Hell straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America and live on GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
One want to say hello to everybody listening down in Atlanta on the great radio station WCFO, and thank Jeff Davis and the entire team there for being so loyal to this program and broadcasting us each and every Saturday. We thank you so much, and we thank all of our great affiliate stations and all the great programmers out there, and also want to welcome everybody listening in online around the world via GCNlive.com. Tom Appel is with us, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're talking all about some of the stories that you can check out at the Consumer Guide Automotive website, to consumerguide.com, and then click on the blog, and you'll get the daily drive, and there's all kinds of cool things. And right now, we're going to go back to 1975. Let's see, when I think of 1975 being from Boston, I think the Red Sox going to the World Series versus the Reds. That's right, the Cincinnati Reds. I almost said St. Louis Cardinals. That was in 67, and then, of course, in more recent years, but that was the year of the Carlton Fisk home run during the 1975 World Series, and the Red Sox ended up losing 4-3. But nevertheless, as a young guy, I remember that well. 1975, that long ago, it doesn't seem like it is, but it is. And when you get a look at an article that Tom has written, that you can check out, the five cheapest top-of-the-line big cars of 1975, it's certainly a wake-up call when it comes to automotive pricing. Before we talk about some of the vehicles here on the list, let's talk a little bit about this segment, the segment of a top-of-the-line big car. For the most part, you really can't buy a big car anymore, with the exception of the uber high-end extended wheelbase BMW 7 Series or Jag XJ long wheelbase or Audi A8 long wheelbase, the Hyundai Equus, the Kia 900. There really aren't that many big cars anymore.
No, and that's fascinating, because as late as 77 or 78, Consumer Guide was still referring to as the American large car as a standard. Because that's where the volume was, were just very large sedans. And they've completely gone away from the American landscape. Sure, we have the Impala and the Taurus and I guess the LaCrosse, but they're not as big as they once were. And perhaps not nearly as rear seat accommodating as these big cars that once roamed the American landscape were.
And it was so popular, like you say, during the decades of really the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. These large cars were quite often the family car. And what we've seen, of course, is the crossover and the regular sport utility take the place of this vehicle in many, many regards. Go back to the 1970s, I mean, really, for the most part, if you wanted a sport utility vehicle, there were offerings like the Ford Bronco and more rough around-the-edge vehicles. They hadn't brought out the Explorer yet. We hadn't seen that explosion of SUVs and now CUVs that we see in 2015.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it was in 91, of course, when the Explorer sort of changed the landscape. But I remember very clearly is 1977 when General Motors had downsized its B-body cars, and the Impala and the Caprice were downsized so successfully, and it seemed like the full-size car had a tremendous renaissance. But that went away pretty quickly after that.
It's very true. Well, let's go back to 1975 here, and let's check out some of the vehicles on Tom's list. Again, this is the cheapest top-of-the-line big cars of 1975, the Caprice Classic Sport Sedan, coming in at $4,904. And also there was a Bel Air, cheapest full-size 75 Chevrolet. The Chevrolet Bel Air, a little bit cheaper, $4,358. This is when the Caprice was a really big vehicle.
It was a big vehicle, yeah. And you could see that if you wanted to do something luxurious on a budget, you'd pop about 12% more money, and you could move up to that classic sports sedan. And I'm going to just go ahead and question the use of the word sport as applied to this vehicle.
Yeah, I know the suspensions on these vehicles were based on marshmallows for the most part, and I really didn't know much about the term sport, but again, a different era. Also on Tom's list is from Oldsmobile, a brand now gone away, the 88 Royal hardtop sedan at $5,064. The cheapest full-size Oldsmobile was the 75 Delta 88 Town Sedan at $4,787. And this played into that latter game that was so much a part of General Motors business for so many years, where we had kind of a stepping kind of ladder situation that you moved up from Chevrolet into an Oldsmobile. You couldn't quite afford a Cadillac, but you could get into an Olds.
Yeah, they didn't worry then about brand retention as much as corporate retention. So they couldn't keep you in the Chevy dealership, they just wanted to keep you in a General Motors dealership.
Exactly, and they dominated. I mean, when you go back to the 1970s, I believe GM had somewhere in the vicinity of about 30% of the market, if I remember the last statistics that I've read. When you compare that to the landscape today, which has got so many different choices and has really been fractionalized so much, I mean, imagine an automaker today having 30% take of the entire global automotive marketplace.
Yeah, General Motors, too, then had a larger percentage of the total brands on the market, which I think speaks to how much the landscape has changed since then.
Absolutely. Another vehicle on Tom's list from 1975, the Plymouth Grand Fury Brougham. Plymouth, of course, is gone now. $5,067. The cheapest full-size 75 Plymouth was the Grand Fury. Oh, woman across the street from me growing up had one of these. $4,565. So all these vehicles were pretty tightly priced. I mean, it wasn't a huge jump between one of these brands and another, at least in today's speak. I mean, today I think we look at $500 jumps as not being such a big deal. Maybe back in 75, $500 jump was a big deal.
Yeah, it may have been a big deal, but I think that these top-of-the-line cars presented really well in the showroom, too. They had the better wheel covers and the white wall tires and the Landau tops, and there's a lot going on there to differentiate them visibly on the showroom floor, and I think it would be pretty easy for a salesman to move somebody willing into the more expensive vehicle.
Dodge was participating in the full-size vehicle market in 75 with a couple of different vehicles on Tom's list. The Royal Monaco Brougham with its hideaway headlights at $5,262. And then the cheapest full-size 75 Dodge was the Morocco at $4,605. So that one was a bit of a bargain, and certainly interesting to see some of the, like you say, the Landau tops so much dominated back in the 70s. You still see them down here in Florida from time to time. When we come back on the other side, we'll finish up this list, and then we're going to talk about some of the new vehicles that has graced the driveway of Consumer Guide Automotive in Chicago recently. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming right back after these messages.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guy. We're talking all about, right now, the most expensive mid-size cars, oh, full-size cars, I should say, of 1975, the cheapest ones. I started to get ahead of myself as Tom's got a link to a story here about the most expensive mid-sized cars of 1978, but we're talking about 1975 and the cheapest top-of-the-line big cars, and we've already told you about the Chevrolet offerings, the Oldsmobile offerings, the Plymouth offerings, the Dodge offerings, and now we're at the Fords. And before we get into the Ford offerings, I was making a comment before the bottom of the hour hard network break there about vinyl tops or Landau tops, either completely covering the roof with vinyl or, in certain cases, a half vinyl top. This was very popular in the 1970s. I know my parents liked it. It's very much an American thing. It was kind of driven out of the marketplace as more and more people got into the mode of thinking along the European manufacturers that, you know, don't have things on the vehicle that don't do anything in the realm of helping the performance of the vehicle. But as I said, living in Florida, I do see some dealers now tacking on some Landau roofs, some vinyl roofs to some modern vehicles. And in a lot of cases, it's a funny sight, Todd.
Yeah, and it's a fairly expensive operation too. This can cost you $2,000-$4,000 to do, and it's amazing the vehicles I see covered with vinyl that people purchased recently and had upfitted by a local dealer. It's my favorite is the Jaguar S-Type, which is now a deceased vehicle. But unfortunately, it was a pretty good looking vehicle, and it seems really weird to break up the flowing contoured lines of that with vinyl top.
Yeah, I've seen it on Cadillacs. I've seen it on CTS Cadillacs and some of the other modern-day Cadillacs. I haven't seen it on the ATS, but Cadillacs. I've also seen it on some Koreans, believe it or not. I've seen it on some Hyundais. Very, very interesting move. But when we look back at these pictures in 1975, all these vehicles had that. Ford, as far as their offerings, as far as full-size vehicles, the Ford LTD Landau 5370, that was the price of the vehicle, and the cheapest full-size 75 Ford was the LTD at $4,615. Love a line that Jay Leno has about the LTD, and that's... LTD stands for limited, which translates into we're going to build as many as we can possibly can as long as you keep buying them.
The unlimited.
Yeah, the unlimited. And another thing that's interesting looking at these shots, something we don't see today, and I remember my dad didn't like these. I don't like them either. The fender skirts. That we used to see from time to time. I mean, when you stop and think about it, you know, what was the point of having the back wheel half covered up with like a skirt-like device in its wheel well? Kind of crazy when you stop and think about it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture here of the 75 Ford LTD Landau, and one of the things it has that the base car doesn't is the hidden headlamps, and the other is the fender skirts you're discussing.
Yes.
And in this particular case, I think it's a styling misstep because it goes a long way towards making the vehicle look heavy.
It does. Yeah, you're absolutely right. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Consumer Guide, you guys have been around a long time, and tell everybody listening around North America about all the cool things that they can find at consumerguide.com.
Yeah, thank you. At consumerguide.com, we have our new car reviews. So if you're looking for a new car or a used car, we have our used car reviews there, too. That's consumerguide.com. And then we have some more fun at the CG Daily Drive blog. When we drive a vehicle at a press event, when we get a vehicle through the office that we're spending time with one particular model, or if we just decide to do something fun, like talk about the most expensive base models of 1975, that goes on our blog. That's the CG Daily Drive blog.
And you test the whole gamut. I remember once when I was in Michigan and I called up Matt Lever, who was in charge of the Ford press fleet, and he said, the only thing I have to offer you to loan you for a test drive evaluation, easy enough for me to say, is a Ford Transit Connect taxi. So I did take him up on that loan, and I remember driving around Detroit and people thinking I was a taxi. And you guys must have had the same experience because you recently had an opportunity to test drive the new Nissan taxi. Yeah, Nissan is making a taxi. It's the 2014 Nissan NV200 taxi, which is very almost minivan-looking like in appearance.
Yeah, the NV200 has a fascinating history as a taxi. Nissan had negotiated some years ago, 2 years ago, with the city of New York for the NV to be the official vehicle of New York. And Nissan had made certain design changes to the vehicle to accommodate the specifications that New York had put forward for a taxi cab. And then the whole thing came to a grinding halt when the taxi owners had forced an injunction for a number of reasons having little to do with the Nissan. So the Nissan sat on the sidelines until this year and will now be the official cab of New York City. So we'll be seeing those on the streets for the New York Auto Show if folks head out that way. And, yeah, Consumer Guide was fortunate enough to spend a week in an NV200. And it's fascinating in taxi cab form because Nissan has gone a long way to provide people with sort of a turnkey taxi. It has the partition, the safety partition. It has a little video system in the back seat for passengers. And what can only be called an industrial grade and an extremely durable interior. But as a taxi, it works pretty well. It's very maneuverable. There's good low-end power that you're going to want to squirt away from a traffic light. And the handling, especially the low-speed maneuverability, is excellent.
Very good. Good information to pass along to our listeners. Let's talk about an all-wheel drive vehicle from Buick that you guys had an opportunity to drive recently, and perfect timing to have an all-wheel drive vehicle in the winter in Chicago. This is a 2015 Regal GS in all-wheel drive configuration, and this Regal is quite a bit different from the Regals of yesteryear. It's very European influenced. How was it in all-wheel drive configuration?
Oh, it's excellent. The 2-liter turbocharged engine that General Motors has put in a number of vehicles, including the Regal and the Cadillac ATS, is really a refined little motor that feels very much like a more robust V6. But we did have a chance to drive the all-wheel drive Regal in snow, and I couldn't ask for more traction. It did very well in the snow. There was no loss of traction. Very confident.
Another vehicle that the folks at the Consumer Guide have had in their driveway to test out is from Mercedes-Benz. It's the 2015 Mercedes-Benz ML400. The ML was the first sport utility offering from the Mercedes-Benz brand, and certainly over the years has become one of the benchmarks. And interestingly enough, if you're the owner of a Jeep Grand Cherokee or a Dodge Durango, there are some Mercedes ML underpinnings from previous generations in that excellent ride from the Fiat Chrysler group. But tell us about the Mercedes ML for 2015.
Yeah, the big news is that the what was known as the 550 model, which had used a turbocharged 4.6-liter V8, which had replaced an actual 5.5-liter V8 that was normally aspirated, is now replaced by a 400 model. And the 400 uses a twin-turbocharged 3-liter V6. So there's there's a substantial loss of displacement. But, in fact, in regular driving, it's a robustly powerful vehicle and incredibly smooth, with improved fuel economy numbers to boot. But the ML, as you mentioned, was one of the first luxury crossovers, and it remains really one of the nicer ones. It is a roomy vehicle. It is supremely refined, rides well, gorgeous interior, and, like many Mercedes, is very easy to rack up the price on.
Absolutely.
The sticker on our car came very close to $80,000, so you can do one for substantially less.
When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk about Mercedes, and also we're going to talk about the RAV4 for 2015 is all new, and that's coming right at you after we take a quick pit stop. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no.
I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We're talking about all kinds of stories that you can check out at the blog, The Daily Drive, at consumerguide.com. Mercedes' most recent offering, the ML400. And just to follow up on that, I recently had a really cool vehicle from Mercedes for a week. It was a 2015 E400 Cabriolet. And this, too, had a 3-liter V6 bi-turbo. And as you said, Tom, just like the ML, puts out some pretty decent power, 329 horsepower, 354 pound-feet of torque. And with that 7-speed automatic transmission, the highway number is 29, which is quite remarkable. But the one thing I wanted to point out to you and to the folks listening around the country is it's becoming much more difficult with this numeric naming designation to figure out what's going on here. This is called the E400, yet it's got a 3-liter engine. So the days of when those numbers actually aligned with engines seem to be gone.
Yeah, and Mercedes, I think, is one of the primary culprits here. And then BMW also.
Yes.
There's absolutely no relationship between the model name anymore and the actual displacement of the engine.
And it used to be an easy way to figure things out, but again, it's become more complicated times, in my opinion. Let's talk about the latest from Toyota. This is the RAV4 and XLE trim. Tom and his colleagues at Consumer Guide tested this vehicle, and this vehicle used to fall into the category of what we used to call cute utes, but all these small sport utility vehicles or crossovers have grown now to the point that they're no longer cute utes. These are actually pretty large vehicles.
Yeah, the RAV4 is an excellent example of exactly that transition, and I think it almost qualifies as a small mid-sized vehicle now. In fact, Rick Cotta, our managing editor, and I drove the RAV4 to Detroit, two full-size adults, for the auto show, and one saw its outstanding fuel economy. It had plenty of space in that vehicle.
Yeah, a lot of space, and certainly stylistically, Toyota is paying a lot more attention to exterior design these days. We've seen it with the Camry getting, you know, two tweaks in its current generation, and certainly when I look at the styling here of this RAV4, it's a much more bold styling statement, and not unlike the new Corolla, too, than we've seen from Toyota, a very conservative company in the past. It seems like they've realized that in order to compete and stay ahead of the game here, that they've got to step out a little bit on the styling front.
Yeah, and I think they've finally done that, too. They've gotten away from being so staid. And one of the interesting things I think about the RAV4 and compact crossovers in general is that they tend to walk that line at exactly hitting the price point and popular trim of where the most of the average price of a new vehicle, which is now about $33,000-$34,000. And our test RAV4 came to about $30,000, you know, with a cloth interior, but very nicely outfitted in XLE trim. And it falls right there, I think, when people are thinking about what the average new vehicle is or costs. The RAV4 is exactly on that spot.
Let's go back in time. Another great story that Tom and the staff at Consumer Guide Automotive put together. I remember this vehicle. It's under the category. The name of the article is called Cheap Wheels, 1987-88 Nissan Pulsar NX Sportback. This was an interesting vehicle that you could actually kind of configure it yourself into various different body designs. Hard to kind of put into words, but Nissan tried this and it didn't exactly set the world on fire.
No, there's a lot you could do here. There were available removable rooftop panels to make it sort of more or less a T-top, but the best part was the Sportback top, which is available optionally through the dealership, in which you could convert what would have been a hatchback into something that looks like a wagon. I think we can call it a wagon.
And, you know, it's not easy to find today. I haven't seen one of these on the road for a long time, but I remember back when I was working at a radio facility in Boston, one of my coworkers had one of these vehicles. And, you know, it certainly, as you guys pointed out in the article here, is aged pretty well styling-wise. It doesn't look like it's exactly from that period of 87, 88, and a very versatile vehicle indeed. While visiting the Motor City of Detroit, you guys took a look at what is a thinly disguised concept variant of the next coupe from Infiniti. I've had a lot of Q60s for test vehicles in the past year. I think I've had just about every incarnation from all-wheel drive to the IPL version, and I like the Q60. It's in the convertible, the retractable hardtop convertible. I've had that one as well. I really like that vehicle, and I think this styling exercise, this concept vehicle that we saw in Detroit, if that's a look at the next generation of this vehicle, it's going to be an even better looking offering in next generation form.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, too. What were once Infiniti's G-Series vehicles, most popularly the G37, have come into their own now, and now that they're using the Q designations, and they've separated the coupe and the sedan, and not only in name, Q50 and Q60, but also they're making much more significant style differentiations now as well. And, yeah, I love these vehicles, and I'm looking forward to really driving this, especially because it looks fantastic. Concept form.
One thing that I've always noticed about the G, you know, what used to be G35, G37, Q60 now, and you could say it's sedan counterpart too, is I think in order to compete with some of the Germans, BMW in particular, when you drive these vehicles today, the steering seems quite heavy, and I think it was done, of course, on purpose to give more road feel. But it's interesting, being in the BMW M4 that I'm in this week, which has now got electric power steering, can be adjusted three different ways. There's a comfort setting, there's a sport setting, and there's a sport plus setting. And it doesn't have that kind of heavy feel that the Infiniti Q60 seems to have built right into it from the start.
Yeah, the Q60 and the Q50 have this natural sense of engagement. It's heavy steering, but it's really rewardingly heavy steering. It feels like you're part of the car, and I think that's what a lot of people are looking for. And I always thought that Infiniti has imparted in its small sedan and coupe a real sense of character that differentiates it from the German vehicles.
Well, you've got a big event coming up around the corner. Of course, we've got the Chicago International Auto Show. I had a free invitation courtesy of Nissan, but it's my in-laws actually 60th, if you can imagine. They got married as teenagers. 60th anniversary. So, of course, I had to take a pass, and I told the folks in Chicago, I'll be there. Don't take me off the list. I'll be there next year, but my in-laws are coming down to celebrate their 60th anniversary, so we're going to rely heavily on you, Tom, to report about this big show in Chicago, which is held at a wonderful facility. The McCormick Center is arguably, probably, in my opinion, of the big four venues for auto shows, international auto shows here in the U.S., that being New York, Detroit, and Los Angeles. So this is the best venue of the four.
Yeah, if the bureaucracy of Chicago has ever gotten anything right, it's McCormick Place. It is a fantastic place to see an auto show. And some news coming out of the Chicago show, too, so I'm looking forward to that. We're going to see an all-new Honda Pilot. And apparently Mitsubishi is going to sneak a model out on us that we don't know is coming. So that's exciting, too.
Mitsubishi seems to be trying to get its, you know, it looked like for a while there Mitsubishi was perhaps going to bow out of the North American marketplace. Their electric vehicle wasn't that well received, and they really haven't brought a whole lot of new product into the equation in recent times. But I'm noticing, like you say, they seem to be committed to being here in North America. And be interesting to see what they have up their sleeve in Chicago. Chicago also.
I'm looking forward to that. It does seem that the market has come to them a little bit, as they've been playing primarily in small crossovers, and that is now the growth segment.
And that's true, absolutely. Another thing, historically, we've seen some performance vehicles debuted in Chicago from. Especially from the Fiat Chrysler organization. It'll be interesting to see if they have a special edition Challenger or Charger that they take the wraps off, and be interesting to see what some of the other automakers have in store for Chicago as well. It's always a busy time of the year between the auto shows, and I've been covering a lot of the classic car auctions, so it's been a nonstop period, but always a pleasure to share the microphone with you, my friend. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, a pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
He's Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. Check it out, consumerguide.com, and you can read all the stories that we've been talking about in the blog section called The Daily Drive. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for joining us. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.